This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Demolition has begun on Webster Stanley Elementary School. The longtime Oshkosh School is being razed to make way for the new Menominee Elementary School. Starting next week on Wednesday, the school district will be giving away keepsake bricks from the former school. The giveaway will take place at the district administration office on Eagle Street. Three bricks will be allowed per person on a first-come basis. The district plans a ribbon cutting in August to mark the start of construction on the new Menominee School. It should be completed sometime in 2024. With EAA Air Venture just a few weeks away, there's a few seats remaining on the Yellow Ribbon Honor Flight on Friday, July 28th. The flight honors Vietnam veterans by taking them to Washington, D.C. to visit the war memorials there, and then returning at the end of the daily air show to a hero's welcome. Vietnam veterans can apply on the EAA website. The city's Public Works Department has a new Facebook page after somebody put up a fake page. The real Facebook page includes photos, updates, and videos, along with much more. Page 2, the Lewes Cruise will be back. The paddle boat has been closed since last summer's accident when it was hit by a powerboat. On their Facebook page, the Lewes Cruise announcing that they plan to return next summer with their Fox River Cruises. The Winnebago County Board is finalizing how to pay their employees. The board is looking at a combination of merit pay and step increases for employees. Workers would be guaranteed a pay raise for years of service, and then would you have a merit increase for doing an exceptional job? The county board is expected to have a proposal ready to go sometime next month. More money on the way to Oshkosh, Winnebago County, and area schools. Governor Tony Evers has signed a bipartisan bill that increases shared revenue funds. For the city of Oshkosh, it means an extra $1 million. And it's week two of Waterfest, and Oshkosh's favorite hairball is the headliner tonight. Good news is it'll be much warmer than last week's opener. Turning to sports, UW Oshkosh is adding another sport, women's wrestling. It becomes the school's 20th intercollegiate sport. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.